Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Hey, you're doing all right. When it comes to breast cancer, there are some things that we can do, particularly for those that might be at high risk for having a genetic mutation, BRCA1 or BRCA2. But endocrine therapy can also reduce the risk of development of breast cancer. For some women, there's the choice of selective estrogen receptor modulators, SERMs, things like tamoxifen and raloxifene. And there are also the aromatase inhibitors. There are two of them. Okay, the one that we're going to talk about today is anastrozole. And there are reasonable options and lots of reasons that someone might choose an aromatase inhibitor as opposed to a SERM.
So these are somewhat higher risk women overall. They excluded anyone who was previously diagnosed with cancer, had previously taken another kind of chemoprophylaxis, or who was premenopausal. They followed them up for 5 years, and at the end of the study, 2% who got anastrozole had invasive breast cancer, compared to 3% treated with placebo. The number needed to treat over a five-year period was 62. About a third of the women in the anastrozole group and a fourth in the placebo stopped taking the medication because of side effects. The placebo side effects can be brutal sometimes with some of these drugs. And so the anastrozole, if you compare, it's about an 8-9% higher side effect rate with the anastrozole. So number needed to harm there of about 12. No difference in all-cause mortality, which was similar between the groups. But definitely a significant reduction, number needed to treat a 62 to prevent invasive breast cancer. So it's complicated. It's really hard. And I think, breast cancer prevention and screening has gotten way too complicated. And I think what we need to do is develop tools, something a woman could use when she comes in to see you for her annual physical or, for a health maintenance exam. She sits there with an iPad. Think about it. How many physicians are routinely asking women about their family history of breast cancer in order to screen for BRCA? How many are going through a conversation about chemo prevention? I think OB-GYNs are doing it more than family doctors. But even there, I'm not sure, are they giving, the kind of advice, the best possible advice. So,
Mark, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, can't wait.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.